The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Big Iron Show has been going on. It is, it's just a time-honored tradition for growers and ranchers to head to the Red River Valley and take in Big Iron. And, yeah, hard to believe that it's been going on this long, but it's pretty amazing. We're going to chat with Dan Wogsland today at Big Iron. He's the executive director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. We'll talk about how harvest is coming and rail shipment delays, and also a little bit about that conservation measure that he's recently spoke on as well. Senator John Hoeven will join us on what the president unveiled in the way of a plan, or today's plan anyway, on ISIS coming up at the bottom of the hour. Check back in with our friends at High Plains Apache. Hope you stop and see them today as well. And, of course, remembering 9/11 today on the program. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hill, and this is the Northern Plains' most listened to radio program. God bless you, and thank you for that. We appreciate that. And whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE or KCJB in Minot or AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga and Stanley in Watford City, or KLTC in Dickinson, we appreciate you very much. Don and Wilton have been waiting a long time to weigh in. You wanted to squash the conspiracy theories we heard last hour. How are you going to do that, Don?
I hate these conspiracy people. I was in the military. I mean, if anybody knows anything about aircraft, you would understand why they disintegrated, why the towers came down, why the Pentagon, the damage that was done in the Pentagon where there was nothing supposedly found of the aircraft, you would understand why it happened. The Pentagon is my favorite. Well, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, the plane disintegrated, the engines were gone and everything. I worked on those aircraft. I worked in the military. I worked for Boeing. And I'm so sick and tired of this. The Pentagon, number one, has pillars inside the building. That's to support the second, I'm not sure how tall it is, like four stories. They're concrete pillars. And they're spaced out every, I'm guessing, 15 feet, 10 to 15 feet. They're meat grinders. That aircraft would not stay together at all. Plus, of course, it hit the ground before it hit the building. I've worked with aircraft for many years. There's no way that this conspiracy that, you know, the aircraft should have stayed together aligned. We should have found motors. Those motors would have been pieces and bits, just like they found. And these conspiracy people, quit reading the conspiracy books. Or if you want to read them, fine. Go and read some of the other books and listen to other people that have been that have the knowledge and actually know what the heck is going on. Get both sides. Don't get one side. I love to debate these guys that keep saying, oh, it was our government and all, they're covering up. I was not there in 9/11, okay? But I know what these aircraft are going to do when they hit buildings and so on. They're going to come apart. They're going to explode. They were full of fuel, people. Full of fuel. Are you kidding me? The one that hit the Pentagon, it lit up just before it hit the building and hit the ground, and it lit up. It was already coming apart.
Don, you have spoke for a lot of us today. Thanks. I share your frustration and really appreciate your comment. Hope you'll call again. Arlen in Devil's Lake, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Arlen?
Good morning.
Same to you, sir.
Say, I like it when you call me sir. Say, what's the, you know, I was listening to the speech last night. What is ISIL?
I don't know. I'm confused about this. I know that ISIL is a term that some have suggested that the president is giving a shout-out to radical Muslims when he says ISIL. Obviously, there is some other definition meant to mean ISIS to him. I don't think he possibly... It initially was suggested that he was... slip of the tongue deal, that he was saying ISIS when he meant to say ISIL, but there's no possible way it could be a slip of the tongue any longer because he says it all the time.
I don't know. He's supposed to be so intelligent. He was reading on the, you know, and I hate to do this, but, you know, a little levity on the situation, you know, you wonder why you feel less secure now when a guy is going to send a corpse to get ISIL. You get the drift?
I get the drift. A corpsman. That was one of the all-time classics. by the...
You know, the Marine, was it the Marine Corps? What corps was it again?
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember what corps, you know, you can't feel very safe when the President of the United States is sending a corps to get somebody.
I'm with you, Arnold. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others coming in. We'll get to more of you here as we go throughout the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. I want to check in with our friend Dan Wagsland, Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. How's Big Iron going for the grain growers, Dan?
Well, I tell you, it's a huge event, as you well know, Scott. And I tell you, our office now is located just kitty corner from the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, and I can tell you, it has been a very, very, very well attended show, and rightfully so.
Yeah, a few folks were grumbling that the first day was a little slow, but yesterday was just an explosion, and I was out there early this morning, the same thing today. It really is great to see. Sometimes it's cooler, wet weather is a good thing because it gets the guys out of the field, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, I won't say that because it's never good to get guys out of the field, especially when we're about a month behind in harvest in North Dakota. But certainly the folks at the Red River Valley Fair and the Big Iron have done just a bang-up job of putting on this show. You talked about 30 years, and it's 30 years of just great stuff. I mean, they do a great job. And like you said, my goodness, I drove by there yesterday. There were cars parked everywhere, and when you've got cars parked everywhere, you know you've got a crowd, and that's cool to see.
It was a sea of pickups and a lot of commerce, and I know equipment sales especially have been a little slow this year with prices, so I hope some deals are getting done. Let's talk about the harvest. First of all, how are the grains looking?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, we just polled our directors from across the state, and just to kind of get an idea as to where the harvest was. You take the western part of the state, and in the northwestern part of the state, they're about a third to half done, which is well behind where we're normally at. You take in the Red River Valley, and I'm talking wheat and barley right now, but in the Red River Valley, for example, it sounds like folks are pretty much wrapped up. Wonderful yields. I mean, unbelievable yields in terms of wheat and barley. We're gonna have a few issues in terms of quality, but the bushels, my goodness, Scott, the bushels are there.
And how are we looking as far as wet as it's been? I know there's been a lot of concern on the disease side. Also, was a pretty good whack to some folks on the hail. So a lot of flat wheat around. How are we doing on both disease and weather impacts so far?
We've got some issues. Now it all depends on when, you know, the timing. I mean, it's, you know, as in everything in life, timing is so important. And the folks that had the opportunity because of the wet spring, but had the opportunity to get in earlier, I think had a little bit better quality and had a little bit better time of getting it off than things that were planted a little bit later. We've got some disease problems. We've got some vomitoxin problems, for example, which hurts us in the bread quality. We do have some issues. We have a little bit of sprout issue and things like that. But overall, when you take into account the bushels that we have, it's just a wonderful crop. And if we could have got it off 2 weeks ago, Scott, it would have been a lot more fun for everybody.
How much wheat was planted in North Dakota this year?
I believe we were looking at around that 7 million range. This would have been Durham. This would be spring wheat, and as well as our hard red winter wheat. So we're looking at about that, and that's a tick up from where we were previously.
And yeah, and there seemed to be a little less corn this year than last year. I mean, I know that there's always battles between how much corn and how much wheat. Who's winning that battle right now?
Well, I think the farmers in North Dakota are winning the battle, to be honest with you, Scott. I think, you know, it comes down to market conditions, and it comes down to weather conditions and what we can do. Yeah, but one thing that North Dakota farmers have demonstrated to industry is their ability to flex. according to the marketplace. If corn, for example, if the weather in the marketplace dictates that corn or soybeans are the way to go, North Dakota farmers will respond. If small grains are the way to go and the market conditions are right, they will respond. And that gives us the flexibility, and I think that gives North Dakota the leg up on agriculture, on states, and quite honestly, regions such as Canada, even in the marketplace, and it shows our ability to feed the world.
I was just trying to get you and Lil to do a little trash talk back and forth, and we had him on yesterday from the corn growers. So
I never trash talk my good friend over at corn. Although I got to say that Steve Edwardson has kind of got it right. Steve is with the North Dakota Barley Council, and he always refers to corn and soybeans as invasive species in the state. So I certainly would never trash talk my friends over there.
We had Tom on yesterday, so we're just trying to determine. Hey, it's talk radio. We got to mix it up a little bit. Anyway.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about, Scott. That's exactly what it's all about.
All right. Let's take a short break. Come back. I want to talk a little bit about the rail shipment situation and how that's going between BNSF and Canadian Pacific on the past dues. And we'll talk a little bit about the conservation measure as well. Plus more on 9/11 as we continue live on What's on Your Mind from Big Iron today.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. Hey, if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut Meat Taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Standing with us tonight. Together we will defeat this most insidious of threats. We will be fierce in the defense of our ideals.
Our way of life is a great deal stronger and will last a great deal longer than the actions of fanatics small in number and now facing a unified world against them. People should have confidence. This is a battle with only one outcome. Our victory, not theirs.
You can be sure that as terrible a day as this is for us, we will get through it because we are a strong nation, a nation that believes in itself.
Freedom and fear are at war. The advance of human freedom, the great achievement of our time, and the great hope of every time, now depends on us. Our nation, this generation, will lift a dark threat of violence from our people and our future.
Hardship and heartbreak are not new to us. We Americans have endured great challenge and struggle, yet none has ever broken us. Our greatness in times of trouble is what distinguishes us as a nation.
Let us choose to oppose any action which gives comfort or rest to those that help to precipitate this great tragedy. We honor the fallen with unity and the support of action which brings justice.
CRN.
It is the commemoration of 9/11 today, and some of your calls have talked about that. We also had calls on the question of the president's speech last night and ISIS. And by the way, a listener called during the break with an explanation from his perspective on the difference between ISIS and ISIL, and here's that.
FYI, to differentiate between ISIS and ISIL and the Islamic State, ISIS stood for Islamic State in Syria. ISIL stands for the Islamic State in the Levant, which is a historic reference to that whole area covering Iraq, part of Iran, Syria, and I believe part of Jordan. And so that's where they are now, and they just recently started calling themselves just the Islamic State. Bye.
Good information. Appreciate that. And in an explanation sense, I think it still does not remove the controversy over the president using the term ISIL, because he said ISIL is not Islamic, and received a lot of criticism for that. He said, quote, no religion condones the killing of innocents, and the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim, and not a state. It was formerly al-Qaeda's affiliate in Iraq and has taken advantage of sectarian strife and serious civil war to gain territory on both sides. The media, by the way, doesn't call them ISIL because they're saying, well, they were ISIS, and they're telling us they want to be called by ISIL. I think the president calling this group what they want to be called is why some of the controversy is there. But anyway, appreciate all your comments. We'll get to back to more in a few here on this 13th commemoration of what happened on 9/11. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour on the president's speech last night and the anniversary as well. More of our conversation now with Dan Wadsland, who's executive director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, on a big iron today. You spoke before Matt Rose, president and CEO, or I guess lead executive director for BNSF is his exact title, about some real concerns about 2013 harvest products still being in the state and a robust crop coming for 2014. That was a month or so ago. Where are we at today as far as the rail shipment delays? Give BNSF a report card. Give CP a report card. Where are we at, Wax?
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, these issues haven't gone away and everything like that. Now, we've made some progress. But, you know, at the Matt Rose meeting, there were still 35 million bushels of wheat. I'm just talking wheat now, in the state of North Dakota in bins. And that was from the 2013 crop. That concerned everyone. At that point in time, we were looking at, cars probably in the, around 2000, expected or behind in North Dakota for BNSF alone. My understanding right now is we're at about 936 and they're 9 days late. But CP, from what I understand from this Commerce Committee, the information that I received yesterday from the Senate Commerce Committee had a hearing on this yesterday in Washington DC. CP is 5,866 cars late, with, 12 and a half weeks. That's unacceptable, Scott. And we got to get better at this. You know, the North Dakota farmers depend on timely and adequate rail shipments to get their product to market. If we can't do that, we can't have our markets. We can't be the dependable producer or the dependable supplier to our markets, both foreign and domestic. That's what makes this so important. Now, you know, we had the STV in, for example, this last week. And Brad Dickinson, our former president, gave his perspective as to what's going on. Earlier in the year, Bob Wisnes traveled to Washington, D.C. to talk to the STB about the issues that, as he sees them out in the Watford City area, it's a huge issue. I was at the National Ag Rail Business Council meetings this week, and two of the members of the STB stopped into those meetings. This is a huge issue, Scott, and we got to continue to put the pressure on. We got to make sure that we have adequate rail service and that we have timely rail service so that we can get our products to market.
One issue I just have not been able to wrap my mind around is whether or not this is a cash flow issue. In other words, the delay is obviously making it difficult to get the product to market and get paid for the product, right? That you put your blood, sweat, and tears into. But is it a timing issue, or is it a hit that where money's lost, you'll never get back?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is kind of this is money that you won't get back. And there are a lot of different reasons for this. You know, you have a lot of different problems that have happened that have impacted rail service. You've got problems out there, Scott. Quite frankly, some of the folks in the grain trade didn't buy their cars at the right time. That cost. If you have freight mismanagement and you have rail service issues and you combine those together, what you've got are basis problems. And when you have those basis problems, you're costing farmers money. You know what? No matter what anybody wants to say, and I don't care who's at fault, the fact is, at the end of the day, the farmer pays the freight. And North Dakota farmers, I think, have done a wonderful job in putting the infrastructure in place necessary to help with these marketing things and to make orderly marketing a reality in the state. You know what? But nonetheless, they're very tired of paying the freight when things like freight mismanagement have happened and when things like rail service issues have happened. They're not happy, and they shouldn't be.
30 seconds left. Dan Wagsland from North Dakota Grain Growers with us. What's the fix? If you had a magic wand, I know more tracks coming, more trains coming, more people coming, but that doesn't help today, right now, this harvest and last harvest and getting the product to market. Real quick, what's the fix?
You know what, the fix is having all the stakeholders in the room and working out solutions. You know, we all know what the problems are. What we got to do is we got to find solutions. I think the rail industry is working towards some of those solutions, especially BNSF. But I think we've got to do more. I think farmers need to work alongside the grain trade and alongside railroads to get this problem addressed, and alongside decision makers as well, because we all have a stake.
Makes sense.
And I tell you, that's what we need. Thanks, Scott.
Want to have you back, Dan. You did a great job on Valley News Live Point of View with Chris Berg on the conservation members. So we'll pick that up another day because that's an important topic, too, and appreciate you very much. Dan Wagsland, Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers. More coming up from Big Iron.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the Truck Bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Listen to the calls of those passengers on the plane. Think of the children on them told they were going to die. Think of the cruelty beyond our comprehension.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse surrounding the entire area.
As amongst the screams and the anguish of the innocent, those hijackers drove at full throttle, planes laden with fuel, into buildings where tens of thousands of people were.
It scraped itself out and dove to the other side and crashed right in. An explosion was so terrific it looked like it had dynamite in it.
It was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
They have no moral inhibition on the slaughter of the innocent. If they could have murdered not 7,000, but 70,000, does anyone doubt they would have done so and rejoiced in it?
Another one just hit.
Bodies flying out of the sky and you can't do nothing about it. You tell me what you think.
So there is no compromise possible with such people. There's no meeting of minds, no point of understanding with such terror. Just a choice. Defeat it or be defeated by it. And defeat it we must.
Boy, the credit that goes to Tony Blair for that kind of clarity. And I don't know about you, I miss Tony Blair, I miss George W. Bush, I miss Don Rumsfeld. I miss people like that that are able to just plainly point out what we face and what we're going to do about it, what our mission is. We're waiting for Senator John Hoeven to join us. He'll be here momentarily. 800-228-0550 is our number. Senator Hoeven is on. On this 9-11, 13 years later. Senator, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. What is it like to be in our nation's capital on this commemoration of 9-11?
Well, you know, it's a solemn day. We think of being attacked on September 11th, 2001. Here we are 13 years later, and we're still fighting this war on terror. And so we think of all the of the victims, their families, and, of course, all our men and women in uniform who have taken the battle to the terrorists, and we honor them and we remember them. We appreciate so much the service of our men and women in uniform and all they're doing for us. And the first responders. I mean, the first responders on the scene who continue to serve and protect.
You would have been governor on 9/11, obviously, 13 years ago, right?
Right.
My math is correct. And,
absolutely.
We forget sometimes, I haven't even mentioned it yet today on the program, but we had North Dakota National Guard hooligans very much part of that very first response, didn't we?
Absolutely. At that time, we were flying combat air patrol. Our Happy Hooligans were flying F-16s over the nation's capital, part of the combat air patrol. And they were the first to arrive on the scene after the plane was crashed into the Pentagon. And I remember seeing, video of our Happy Hooligans, going by at low speed, right, by the Pentagon, and the cheers going up from the Pentagon as they knew that our pilots and our planes were there and that they were safe afterwards, that, you know, from another attack. And I remember it very clearly, and I remember meeting with the pilots afterward. Demonstrates the amazing job that our people from North Dakota do in the military and our guard, but all our servicemen and women.
You, as the commander in chief of the North Dakota National Guard, sent a lot of folks, 141, 142, 191, immediately after. I mean, there were folks, our pal Rusty Ort, who you were very instrumental in getting a Purple Heart for, decided to ask for an age waiver to join the National Guard, ultimately went there and received a bomb injury and later a Purple Heart as a result of what happened on 9/11, much of it because we saw that and said we need to act. Here we are 13 years later, the president last night addressing the terror in the Middle East with ISIS, there seems to be an effort on the part of the American public in being a little war-weary, and certainly Congress and others that want to sort of turn the page and say we're beyond that. Iraq's in the rearview mirror. Afghanistan's in the rearview mirror. Yet what is happening with ISIS suggests we face every bit as a difficult an enemy and a terrorist regime today as we did on 9/11. Don't we, Senator?
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is a huge problem and a huge concern. And, we have to make sure that we take ISIS down. And, unfortunately, this war on terror is one that we have to confront and we have to win for the safety of our country and the safety of freedom-loving people in the world.
What was your reaction to what the president said last night? Here's the challenge I have. I've heard this president refer to ISIS as JV. I've heard him say we need to manage them. And last night he said we need to destroy them. Which President Obama do you believe?
Well, it appears that he now is starting to do what he's needed to do for some time, and that's get very, very serious about having a strategy to take on ISIS, to work with coalition forces in the region, to have a plan, to have a strategy, which obviously includes airstrikes on our part, but then also works with a coalition of forces from the area, everybody from the Peshmerga, which is the Kurds, the Iraqi security forces, countries in the region, the Jordanians, Saudis, obviously the Syrian the Syrian Free Army, the moderates, and getting them trained and equipped to take this battle to ISIS with our air power and make sure that we take these guys out. I mean, we have to do it. The American public has seen what these people are doing, what ISIS is doing, and that ISIS is actively recruiting people in countries like in Europe and even in the United States to join them in their terrorist efforts.
Did you hear everything you needed to hear from the president last night? And does Congress have the stomach to back this up? Because remember, after the situation in Syria became plainly obvious, we needed to do something. The president drew a line in the sand, and then the line was crossed, and then said, we're going to take military action. Congress was inundated by the American public to say, no, don't do this. And this, one of our callers earlier today said, hey, Republicans and Democrats, they don't want to deal with this in Congress either. They believe the American public are war-weary. Has that changed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the American public, you've seen from the news stories and the polls that the American public recognizes and wants ISIS dealt with. They recognize the danger here, and they want ISIS taken out. And I believe the support is there in Congress. The president, belatedly, but at least now he's starting to articulate a strategy. There's more to do here. We'll have classified briefings later today. But yes, I believe the support is there in the country and in the Congress. We've got to take ISIS out, but we've got to have a strategy that will get that result. It's got to be developed and articulated. That's what is important for American support and congressional support. He started that last night. Clearly there's more to be developed and done there. But it's going to have to be, as I said, a combination of our air power combined with coalition forces on the ground that we equip and train. Clearly we have, you know, some forces already in place. He talked about another 475 going there primarily to make sure that we're targeting these airstrikes, that we're helping train and vet any fighters that get help and support from us. The other thing I'd mention to you, Scott, is I was there a year ago. I was actually in Jordan and Israel and Turkey a year ago, and I was on the Syrian border, and I met with some of these Syrian Free Army fighter types. And when I came back a year ago, I, along with others, went up to the White House. Lindsey Graham was with us, Amy Klobuchar. We went up, and we told the president, we met with the president in person, and said, you need to start training and equipping these people so that they can fight not only against Bashar Assad, but these extreme elements in the region, which, of course, is now ISIS.
Senator John Hillman with us for just a couple more minutes on this commemoration of 9/11. Calls, questions, comments, we'll squeeze them in if we have time before the end of the break here. And 800-228-0550. Switching topics, we just talked to Dan Wachsland from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association about the numerous pain points as a result of rail shipment delays. I know you had some work on this yesterday in the Senate, and have been working very strongly with last week's Surface Transportation Board and again in communication with CP and BNSF. Where are we at? Give me a quick update.
Well, we got to stay on it. BNSF has given us a plan to increase, you know, their resources, you know, more track, more people, more locomotives, more rail cars. We're staying on that. CP's got to do the same. And that's why we, you know, I was in front of the Commerce Committee yesterday saying, look, we've got to have a resource commitment from the railroads to our state. We're the fastest growing state in the country, and our farmers need help right now to get their grain move to market, particularly in this harvest season. So we're not only working through the STB, but now we're also working through the Commerce Committee of the Senate. We're going to stay on this until we get those resources in place and get this get our farmers squared away.
Yeah, is there? I know obviously the long term looks good, right? Because there's more track, there's more trains, there's more folks coming in. But specifically to the 2013 product that remains and the harvest coming, you know, what's the fix here?
Well, again, you can't do it without bringing more resources to bear, and that's, you know, that's what I've said all along. They've got a surge capacity. That's the near-term fix, locomotives, cars, people. As you said, more track over time, which they're starting to build now, is what makes sure we don't get back into this problem. So it's, you know, it's the surge right now with the variable inputs. Longer term, you've got to build that bigger railroad, more track, because we're a growing state. We're going to need it.
Last quick question on this point. You know, I've heard some people say, look, the basis is the basis. They're always going to have that being built in. And really, this is, you know, I've heard this from some shippers who suggest, you know, farmers are really acting as though the sky's falling and this money's gone forever. But, you know, other than obviously price, which you can't control, that these transportation issues were built into this all along and the basis was going to be what it's going to be. Do you buy that or are farmers taking a real hit?
No. The basis is because we don't have enough capacity to move the product in a timely way. When you get that product moved, then that will go away. The base is a reflection of that, the fact that we don't have the capacity to move the grain, to move the corn, the beans, the, you know, the farm commodities, and that's what's got to be fixed. Our farmers should not be penalized because they can't get their crop to market.
I know you're on this. Appreciate the update. Thanks for taking the time today for us. We appreciate it.
Good to visit, Scott. Thank you.
Senator John Hillman, our guest from Washington, D.C. today, 16 before the top of the hour. Our final segment next on What's On Your Mind, Big Iron Thursday.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got to tell you something drives me a little crazy as a talk show host. People call the program and say, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I say, have you been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota? Tell you what, folks, about $5,000 down on average, around $1,000 a month, depending on the model you pick. You have affordable housing. You own it. You're not paying rent in the Bakken. And walking distance to great amenities like schools, 3 blocks north of the Cashwise, west of Stanley, look for the signs. Schedule your appointment today, 701-628-1215.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High quality, premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center. The building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out, but I love you very much.
Long before September 11th, it started.
Yesterday's acts of terrorism, which killed so many young American and French servicemen, were a horrifying reminder of the type of enemy that we face in many critical areas of the world today. Vicious, cowardly, and ruthless.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much, in case I don't see you again. That the plane has been taken over by hijackers, and
said, well, we love you very much too, Mark.
We must not allow international criminals and thugs such as these to undermine the peace. The struggle for peace is indivisible. We cannot pick and choose where we will support freedom. We can only determine how. If it's lost in one place, all of us lose.
I was talking to her, my cell phone to her cell phone. She was with other people. They were scared. You could hear people running around. There was pandemonium.
Chick was a Naval Academy graduate appointed by the President of the United States. Today was his birthday. He would have been 52 years old.
The United States will not be intimidated by terrorists.
Just pray for all the people that are hurting and all the families, and pray that our country will do something to stop this terrorist.
Every effort will be made to find the criminals responsible for this act of terrorism, so this despicable act will not go unpunished.
How soon we forget, folks. It's amazing. And Roger sent a note saying, your notion of history wants to sidestep George W. Bush's failure to prevent 9/11 and lay the blame on Clinton. Can you explain to me why you choose to ignore St. Reagan's handling of the Beirut bombings of 1983-84? April 18th, our embassy is bombed, 63 dead. September 20th, 1984, our temporary embassy is bombed. October 23rd, the Marine barracks bombed, 241 dead. Reagan's response, withdrawal. These attacks are thought to be the operating attacks of the Islamic offensive against the U.S. But to you, it all begins with Clinton. Well, I think it's a fair point, and that's why I played Ronald Reagan, because terrorism has been with us a long, long time. But I don't think you can blame it on George W. Bush. I don't think you can blame it on Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton or, Barack Obama. But what you can fairly criticize is the response to it. And that is where leadership today is sorely lacking. I think in retrospect, Ronald Reagan would have done a response to the Marine barracks differently. But I don't know that Bill Clinton would argue that he'd have done the embassy bombing or USS Cole differently. And that's what spawned 9/11. Obama said it. Excuse me, Osama bin Laden has said it. Ralph and Gladstone on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind today?
Well, as far as the president's speech goes last night, his so-called strategy and everything, now, you got to remember one thing. It's the election year. And the Obama and his fellow Democrats are in such a deep doo-doo that he's got to do something to make it... to make it look good. Otherwise, they're not going to win the votes, and that's kind of what it's all about. Because as far as Obama and the terrorists go, I think he's in cahoots with them.
Well, Ralph, a lot of common sense for me today on why the president's now acting tough. I couldn't agree with you anymore, and I hope you call again and share some of your wisdom from Gladstone listening on K-Fire today. By the way, Big Iron is wrapping up final day today. Chris Holm, who's the boss at one of our favorite sponsors, High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, on the phone from out of Big Iron. How's things going out there today, Chris?
Hey, it's going to be a pretty good day. The sun's coming out, warming up a little bit, hoping to see some really big crowds.
Last chance to stop by, and I've told folks, if you go to the Scholander Pavilion and head due east, you'll walk through the food court, and there's some good stuff, and then you'll find the folks at High Plains Apache right there. What do you got on display out there? What's the latest and greatest, Chris?
Well, we've got our 2015 model sprayer, the Apache sprayer, that's sitting there for people to crawl around on, take a look at. We've also taken on the dual lift fertilizer equipment line for wagons and anhydrous tanks. In addition, we've got fuel tanks, def tanks, barbecue grills, a little bit of everything out there today.
And by the way, you're wheeling and dealing at Big Iron. You don't want to take this stuff home. You want to send it right out to the growers, right?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the best case scenario.
So come on in, kick some tires, take advantage, hop up in the cab, and look at the best of the best in those Apache sprayers. And, of course, once you buy one, nobody services them better with that ET Ag Center. 50,000 parts on hand. If they don't have it, you'll have it shipped to your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com if you can't make it. You still got a few used sprayers, too, you're looking to peddle?
Yeah, we do. We've got some used sprayers sitting on our lot, as well as our Mandan lot. And we also have a location in Madison, South Dakota, so... we've got plenty to show.
All right, Chris. Well, we wanted to be out there today, but we had a little technical issue in the power, so we weren't able to. I was looking forward to doing the show right from the cab of the sprayer, but we can do that one of these days in the Mandan location, Fargo location. Maybe we'll just go share a little love with those South Dakotans one of these days, too. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, online at highplainsapache.com. Thanks a bunch, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
By the way, tomorrow we're going to be at the ESPN Game Day pre-party. We've teamed up with Cloverdale, Gate City Bank, the Forum News Service, as well as WDAY Radio and TV to welcome the folks from ESPN. Tomorrow during the program, we'll broadcast live from the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon, Gate City Bank, downtown Fargo at 2nd Avenue and 5th Street. And we're going to have a little celebrity bacon taste testing with an all-star panel from 11 to 1. I know. Everything's better with bacon. Plus, Saturday, come on down and tailgate with us, 6 a.m. to 11, downtown Fargo. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott special, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.